As Montel Jordan told the world, this is how we do it. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode 52 of the Fat. Look, I wrote it on the board.
You did. I see. I saw that.
52. 52 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am your host, Pete, and sitting alongside me, as always, is my beautiful co-host, Gretchen. Oh, she's my wife, too.
I was about to say, that was a new one.
Got to change it up.
Yeah, keep me on my toes.
But we're still a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. I think last episode really proved that we are a regular couple on a journey.
But, yeah.
You know. And no wine again.
Nope, no wine.
I've got a 8-miler tomorrow.
And I got to walk an hour.
You've got to walk an hour.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. So we are foregoing wine
once again.
I'm sure people are super disappointed.
They want to listen to me try to pronounce.
Yeah, that part of it. I mean, I don't think us drinking on air has given much value to the world.
Probably not.
That's okay.
It's all good.
All right. Well, let's just jump into the FMC Rewind. And what's been going on with you on those views from the couch?
Well, there weren't a lot of couch viewing this week because I was in Atlanta. So I had to go down to Alpharetta for work.
And I survived.
You survived. You did. So I had to wear real clothes.
Oh boy.
And makeup.
Wow.
And be nice to people.
Whew.
In person. Like, you know, when you're on the phone with people, you can really fake being nice, you know, because you could do the eye rolls. You can, like, you know, just make facial gestures.
Flip them off.
All that wonderful stuff. But when you're in person, like, it's really hard to do that. They, like, get annoyed.
Well, and there's no couch.
No, I had to sit in a chair.
Upright.
Upright for 4 days. It was horrible.
Did you ask for, like, hazard pay?
I think so. And then, like, I had to do training for a day and a half. And so then it's like, you know, I'm standing in front of people. I had heels on. I mean, I was wearing a skirt. I mean, it was mass chaos. It was chaos, I tell you. But I survived. I survived. And
I forgot to tell you, there was whimpering one day. And I thought it was either me, you know, being a single dad.
Yeah.
For that little bit of time.
Yeah.
All 4 days.
Yeah.
Or it was Michaela, because I had forgotten her.
Yeah.
Maybe the cat. Because
the cat was locked up downstairs.
Right? It was actually the couch.
The couch was sad.
The couch was very sad.
It missed me. It missed me. Yeah. So.
Well, it thought, I don't even get my podcast fame.
No, nothing. So
our couch is podcast fame.
Yes, exactly.
To dozens of people.
Dozens. So yeah. So I was in Atlanta. So no views. I did watch on the plane going down. I was on Delta and had, like, my own little movie theater. So I watched. Oh man, it was just in my head.
This is why you have to have notes.
This Linda is why I have to have
has
notes.
Told you this.
It's the one with Melissa McCarthy. She goes back to school. She's, like, in college. Like, she goes to college with her friends. Like a total chick flick, but it was very good. I enjoyed it. It was funny.
And time. That's Melissa McCarthy's from our area.
Yes. So I watched that. So I very much enjoyed it. And then I was kind of mad at myself. Because I saw it. I'm like, ooh, I want to watch that. And I stopped. Well, if I had gone two more, I would have seen that Solo was there. A Star Wars story.
I cannot believe we haven't seen that.
Have not seen it yet. So I started watching it because it was the flight was delayed. So I had time to watch the movie. So I started watching it. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just remember how far in I got. And I'll watch it on the way home. Well, No, because on the way home, it was like, you know, a puddle jumper, a little tiny plane. I didn't have my theater. So
have we talked much about my Star Wars nerdiness?
My obsession with Star Wars. It started as a young child.
Well, it came out the same year you were born.
Yes.
The original Star Wars, which is called Episode 4, A New Hope.
A New Hope.
Right?
Yes. It was like I was being born, and it was like a new hope.
I was a new hope. For a generation.
Yes. And like the first memory I have of going to the movie theaters is going to see Return of the Jedi, actually, with my family. Like, I don't have, my father didn't like go to movies with us. Like, that wasn't something he did. But I remember going to see Return of the Jedi with my dad. So, like, Star Wars was something the entire family, like mom, dad, brother, all of us loved it. So,
Your dad. Now, that's the only part that surprises me.
I know, but he loved it. Do you remember, totally off topic, do you remember like the first time they showed it on like network TV, and they had like a special where they did like behind the scenes where you can see all that?
Oh, yeah.
We actually, my parents had people over to watch that show.
Freshly popped popcorn.
Yes. It was like a party and we were all watching. I mean,
maybe some Raisinets.
We were in our apartment in Beverly at the time, so we weren't even in our house. But I have this memory of us having this party and watching all of us sitting around in our, yeah, it was pretty.
Your parties were different than the parties that I remember as a kid. Actually, I don't remember. There's only one party that I remember as a child.
Yeah.
And my dad was an auditor early in his career. He's a CPA. He was a CPA by trade.
Yeah.
And one of his accounts was Playboy.
Right.
And he had a party at our house in Hazelcrest.
Yeah.
And he brought in like two pinball machines. Like, we had, I think it was two, but I remembered there being a pinball machine like in our living room.
Yeah.
After this party. Greatest time ever.
Yeah. No, we just had Star Wars parties.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it was very cool. So anyway, so I was very upset with myself that I didn't realize that Solo was there, because I would have watched that instead. Well, it's not like
you'll buy it.
Well, I will, and I don't know why I haven't bought it yet.
Is it out?
Oh, you know what? Maybe not. Wait.
I don't know.
I don't think it. I think it is, because I think I saw it was like on sale at Target, and okay, I was like, oh, talking, I need to go see it.
I'm on the Google machine.
I know, maybe it's not out yet, because it's not on Netflix. Because then I was like, oh, I'll just watch it. And it wasn't Netflix. So then on the way home, I watched my show that I only allow myself to watch when I'm on the plane, which is, I know, kind of weird, but it's called Rain. It's a CW show. It's about Mary, Queen of Scots. And so I watched that, which was enjoyable as well. So that was good. And then when I got home today, I actually binged a bunch of TV. So I was able to get through a lot of my Bravo shows so I can catch up. Because Linda's very concerned that we won't be seeing. And by the way, I was right. They did go to the Below Deck is in Tahiti. So I finally got a destination correct.
That's fantastic.
So, yes.
Also, it looks like Star Wars, Solo.
Solo, a Star Wars story. Yes.
Was DVD Blu-ray released on September 25th.
Yeah, I thought I saw something, but
I cannot believe we haven't gotten
that. We don't have it. We don't have that one, and we don't have Rogue One.
You know, Rogue One has been on Netflix.
Yeah.
For so long that I forgot all about it.
But
I normally pick those up for you, I think.
But I need them.
Oh, I understand the need.
I need them. So today I caught up.
Somebody's got a birthday coming.
That's right. Couple days. There you go. I'm sure you're wondering what to get me. Solo and Rogue One. Bam. Done. So, yeah. So that's my views. So really no views because I was away.
I will say that This Is Us continues to be just amazing. This last episode was fantastic.
Yes. We can say they, you know, kind of highlighted, talked about Jack's time in Vietnam and how he ended up there and stuff. And it's just, you know, it just continues to like build up this amazing character that he is, you know, for all that he's done and for his family and for even before he was a dad and stuff. So with it for his little brother.
And it was a good episode, even though I started talking about my fascination with actors being on different shows.
Yeah, all with the same network.
On the same network.
Yeah. Because
his brother is played by a guy who's also Jack's son on Will and Grace now.
Yes. And so. he was his son
before.
Before, too. Yeah, yeah. Like when he was a little kid. So.
Yeah.
So last time we talked about how I asked Coach Andy for a maintenance plan, and he's come through. And so I got out there and ran on Thursday morning. It was cold and dark. It's dark in Atlanta. Like, it's 7 o'clock and it's still dark out. It seems different than when it's up here for some reason.
Well, there will be different. Yes.
Yeah.
There will be because of
hour ahead. Yeah. And it's an hour ahead too. So, but yeah, so that was crazy. But, so I go out the hotel, I'm like, all right, I do 3.5 minute run, 2.5 minute walk, and 7 times. And since I know now run keeper, you only do 6 repeats. I did not do extra. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do an out and back. And there's all these running trails like in where my office is. And you see them all, people running all the time. And they were actually setting up, the Verizon office is right by us. And they were setting up a 3K. Is that such a thing?
Sure.
I guess.
You can do any K.
I guess
you can
any
do 1K.
So it's kind of funny because like everyone, I get into work. They're like, oh, did you go run the 3K at Verizon? I'm like, no, because I was out before they even started that because I went out at 6. So. A lot of hills in Alpharetta. It is horse country there, I guess, because when I was going to dinner, like I passed like a million horse farms. I'm like, where are we going? But a lot of hills. So that was not fun. And why can't Alpharetta have a straight? What's wrong with a straight sidewalk? Like the sidewalks are all like, you know, curvy.
Like a switchback?
Like it's like for no reason. There's no reason for them to be curvy. You could just have a straight line. There's nothing wrong with a straight line. Like, the road's straight, so why not have the sidewalk straight?
What's the problem?
Well, it's dark.
And you're not that
And I'm not, I don't know the road, uh-huh. Right? So I have to have my phone, like, on so I can kind of put a light on the sidewalks.
Oh, a headlamp. Another
headlamp would have been helpful.
Another birthday gift.
It would, because and then it's like, you know, I'm blinded because I'm running against like the traffic essentially. I'm on a sidewalk, I'm not running on the street, but I'm running against the sidewalk. So it's again, like I said, it was really dark out. I did not plan this well because I should have gone the other way where there's street lamps and more like there's tons of cars, but there was no street lamps. So I'm like running next to woods in the dark. It was not smart on my part whatsoever.
Yeah, you really should have had some reflective gear on. And
I had my black pants.
That's great.
And a gray top, I believe.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was not. And then all of a sudden, like, this old dude runs past me, and he's like, hey. I'm like, seriously? I'm, like, standing still, and he's, like, 80 and running past me. But
was that at the top of Mount Alpharetta?
No, but there's some big hills. But I did it. And I felt good. You know, I felt good. My IT band got a little tight towards the end. But, you know, I was able to, you know, continue on. And I felt pretty good about it. So, basically, the plan is I'm running it goes 3 weeks. And then at the end of 3 weeks, you have, I run a 5K.
Are you going to do it like a time trial? Every 4 weeks?
To try and get better.
Uh-huh.
And then you have like a week of like cool down and then you start the cycles again. So that's kind of how he built it for me. So
it's like a 5 week rotation?
No, it's so or, 3 week at the end of the week three.
Hold on. At the end of week three.
At the end of the week three.
Oh,
you're
I
running
thought you
a
were
three.
Saying it was end of week four. Sorry.
No, end of week three, you're running a 5K and then that
and then, cutback.
And then a cutback week and then you start all over again.
Got it.
So.
Got it.
Seems a little excessive.
Well, you asked for this.
Well, and he said, oh, so, you know, you want to maintain the ability to run a 5K. And I'm like, sure. I don't know why I said that.
Well, I mean, it's very interesting because this brings up something that in the Sub 30 Club, we do this podcast of the week. And
yeah.
Myself and Professor Badass Sarah.
Right.
We kind of proctor this thing and get it together. And this week was a podcast that we found called Becoming Ultra.
Okay.
And typically they're talking about longer distances, ultra marathons. And they brought up this point. Liza Howard was on this episode, and she said something to the effect of, if you, like, she's a coach, right?
Yeah.
So as a coach, she's saying this. If you hate it, let me know, because we shouldn't be doing things that you hate. And I thought to myself, I really need to talk to Gretchen about this on the air. I don't know. I mean, I actually laughed.
Yeah.
When I heard that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So, like, I mean, would you still claim that you hate this?
I don't like running. I'd, hate's a strong word. I know I used to say, like, I don't hate, because hate's really strong. I don't hate it. If I didn't hate it, I wouldn't. If I hated it that much, I wouldn't do it.
So what do you reserve hate for? Like Scott Baio?
No, what's wrong with Scott Baio?
Oh, sorry. That's my problem.
What's wrong with Scott Baio?
Joni Lucciacci. That was awful.
Well, that was awful. But no, I don't like using the word hate very often. I really don't.
Well, you've used it a lot on air.
I don't. I don't hate running.
And every
anymore.
Morning when you look at me, I don't understand this.
I hate a lot of stuff, but I don't hate running. I just don't like running. Like, I don't hate, if I hated it that much, I wouldn't do it. I'm doing it because I feel like I made this attempt, right? I did this 7 weeks of my life.
Whoa. You didn't attempt. You did.
I did. Right. I made this attempt to be better, you know, be a little more physical and
hashtag
be better today. You know, I made this attempt to be more physical, more active and all this stuff. And then I achieved this. Right. And so then, as much as I enjoyed my week and a half of lazy bumming, and I could totally continue my life doing that, I also was like, well, no, let me maintain what I've done. You know, let's just keep it going. Let's attempt to try and not be a lazy bum, because my husband wants to do stuff with me like this. So let's try. But I mean, I like being able to run and, you know, not feel like I'm going to die, but I don't.
Well, I think that could lead to an epic hike, and not right. to be a jerk, but it was 2.5 weeks.
Was it 2.5 weeks that I took off?
Yeah, it was 2. I know it's so, but I guess the reason I bring that up is just it's so easy.
Well, I guess it
to not do it, right?
Oh yeah, I guess it was 2.5 weeks.
It was because you just started back, and the race was 2.5 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was or almost 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
But my point wasn't to
to
correct you. It really is just about how easy it is to lose track of time,
right?
When you stop doing this stuff,
it's
so easy to not. What's the path of least resistance?
Not
sitting.
I'm okay with being a lazy bum.
Right.
I feel like my family would like me not to be a lazy bum.
Right.
So
we're not gonna do an epic hike this year.
Yeah, we kind of ran out of time.
And we ran out of time partially because of the fact that, like, I'm more fearful of a super long hike than you are.
Yeah, I'm not
untrained,
fearful.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not fearful.
Right, I am though.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to carry you off, you know, like up a ravine.
I was pretty sure you weren't gonna have to do that. I could crawl. I'm a very good crawler.
I'm a good crawler.
I'm a very good crawler.
Oh man. But that, I mean, it was a fear for me. It really was. Because
I was ready. And you didn't, and you were fearful.
Right. But part of my fear, the real part of the fear was that you would get done, your IT band would hurt for 6 weeks. And you'd have to go back to physical therapy or something. Like, I was afraid.
I love physical therapy, though.
Well, then hurt yourself.
Like, our friend, you know, like, we have friends that, you know, they don't like going to physical therapy. I don't, like, oh, I don't want to go. I'm afraid. Why? They give you massages at the end. Yeah, they make you work out. And, you know, they make you do stuff that hurts and stuff. But at the end, you get that awesome massage.
But you still have a gift card, I think, for a massage that you haven't used from, like, 4 years ago.
I know. Yeah, it's been four years.
Right?
Yeah, because I was pregnant. You got it for me when I was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I think I have one more left on that. It's been a long time.
And there was only three to start.
No.
So. My point, you don't have to go to physical therapy to get the massage. It was purchased 4 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Time value of money.
I should do that.
You're going to really get value.
I am. It's a good gift. So yeah, but so I don't, I mean, I know I did the hashtag I hate running, and I mean, I don't like it. I don't. And I probably do hate it still, but it's just, I tolerate it now. Maybe that's a good, I tolerate running. That's going to be my new hashtag. I tolerate running.
do you get a sense of accomplishment at being when able I finished, to do it?
Yeah. The fact that I was able to go and do this seven, these intervals, you know, the 3.5. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 3.5. I don't think it was 4.5.
No, it was 3.5, 2.5. You told me.
3.5, 2.5. I was pretty, you know, I was able to do that. Then go to work. Now I did feel a little sick afterwards, and so I was like, oh great, now I'm getting sick. But I will say that during my 2.5 week hiatus, my legs, I had no restless leg issues. Like my legs felt fine.
That's interesting, because that's the opposite.
Then. Last night, so I got home last night, right? I woke up in the middle of the night because my legs were hurting me. Hmm. So maybe I shouldn't run.
Well, no, that's actually not.
It's very, it's not what's supposed to happen.
Well, does it happen when you just walk? Not just, but when
I was,
when I
started the training plan and I would just be, I was walking on the treadmill, right? I was having issues with it.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's any movement. So to me, that's a problem because like you have to be able to move. Unless you want to be.
I want to be carried around. Oh, the dream.
You're going to have to win that, that $1 billion lottery tonight.
Yeah. Tonight. I'd love that. But another good accomplishment that happened, I weighed myself before I went on my trip, and that is always a fear whenever I travel. I think I told you I didn't gain any weight. I actually, when I looked back at my log, I actually lost 2 pounds while I was on my trip, which I tried really hard to be good.
So where are you then? Like on
I'm still maintaining. I'm still
so those 2 pounds were
just
you were
like
up those.
I was up 2 pounds. Okay. I'm still maintaining my weight loss of the 35.
So are you
pounds.
Sitting at your low then?
No. I'm still up a couple pounds from my
okay.
low.
So you had gained a few pounds. Too.
I had gained a few pounds. Yeah, after our fire and wine dinner, I bloated up, and so I was bloated, and then I was very much afraid to go into. The trip being bloated, but I focused on my water intake. I was smart about my lunches and not eating a ton. And dinners, I made some good choices. You know, they wanted to go out for sushi one night, and there's this one sushi place that is right by the office that they have rolls that are made out of fish. Like they don't use rice at all. So they use the tuna to wrap the other tuna in, you know, the avocado and all that stuff. So it's a great, I love it because it's all fish. No, I did have like the salad with the sesame ginger dressing because, well, I'm not psycho, but I was smart. I made some smart choices, and they had a birthday cake for me, and I didn't have any. So, and I said, I'm like, I don't eat cake, and they're like, so the cake's not for you. And of course, I have to give them a hard time because they go out to Publix to get a cake for me. The guys did, and it comes back, and I'm looking at this cake, and it's a blue cake with blue, red, and yellow balloons, and doesn't even say happy birthday Gretchen on it. Like, it's just a plain, empty cake. So then Wendy, my boss, they had some black icing, and so she attempted to put GD on it, and it looked like 60. It came out like a 60. So then everyone comes down and wish me happy birthday. They're like, happy 60th birthday? And I'm like, no. So
you would look damn good for 60.
I know, right? I hope. But yeah, so it was pretty funny though. But it was just funny because it was during my trip, I also realized how many of my coworkers and my friends down there are actually doing a very similar lifestyle. They're doing either a version of keto, or, you know, they're doing you know, just a high fat, low carb, you know, whatever. There's their own version of it. It's just, it was kind of interesting to see just how many people, and they talk, it's like they're almost afraid to say that they're doing it, because as soon as you do, then you have all these people are like, well, that's not really good for you. And because I went out to dinner with
really?
Someone. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I went out to dinner
Because this has been me, right, talking about this, and you're like, oh, I never get anything.
No, I never. And so I've been, everyone's always been so positive. They're like, that's great. And so I'm out to dinner, and we went out for, they kept on calling it Spanish, but it was Peruvian, which I guess is a form of Spanish,
no,
but not
Peruvian.
Really. It's Peruvian, but, you know, I let them be. And there's one of my coworkers, because I wasn't eating the rice. I asked for no rice. I asked for a salad instead. And I just got a pork chop. I'm like, all right, I'll have pork chop and a salad. Perfect. Bam. And I did eat the plantains, though, and they were damn good. I know those are a lot of high starch, but whatever. So she's just like, well, she's like, oh, I did keto. I'm like, well, it's not really keto. I'm like, it's more of just a no sugar, no grain. She's like, oh, that diet. I'm like, no, it's not a diet. I'm like, this is a lifestyle. I've been doing this for over a year, and I've maintained my weight loss of 35 pounds for over 6 months now. I haven't lost any more, which obviously I would like to lose more, but I haven't really been trying. So to me, this is maintenance. And she's just like, oh, I did that and I gained it all back and I just couldn't do it. I love my pasta. It's just not good for you. You have to watch your cholesterol. I'm like, well, funny you should say that, because I have two pieces of bacon and two eggs every morning for breakfast, and my cholesterol is better than it ever has been. So even though I've never had a cholesterol issue, I sure as heck don't have one now.
But I did.
But you did. You did.
And now
yours
I don't.
Is better. Exactly. So it's just kind of funny, because everybody else, like, I don't know, maybe it's the culture down there, because I have no idea. Because
the other people
that I talk to that are on it down there, they're just like, yeah, I don't.
Well,
it's pretty interesting to me.
You know, the fact is that I will say it till I'm blue in the face. We're all N equals one.
Right.
So if it didn't work for your coworker, it didn't work for your coworker. Now, I would argue that it worked. They decided to stop doing it because they saw it as a diet. And
right.
Then they gained all their weight back when they ate the stuff that you shouldn't put in your body, like
right.
all the sugar.
My one guy coworker, he's lost like 50 pounds in a matter of months. Like, he just dropped like crazy. He was a big dude, but he's dropped like crazy. And I'm just like, dude, I'm like, he's like, yeah, he goes, I think I only got about 20 more left. And he didn't come to my birthday party, because he's like, if it was a steak party, I would have been there. But he's like, I don't even like to be around it, because I don't want to be tempted.
Sure. Well, and if somebody wants to eat sugar and grains, have at it.
No problem. Go for it. A lot of people can do it.
And I did. So this is something I didn't really talk about, but I did do, once I kind of realized what was happening,
mm-hmm.
I did some tracking.
Oh, okay.
And I did some tracking. So calorically, I'm eating about the same. It's just different food.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's the same, more or less the same caloric intake. I'm slightly higher now.
Yeah.
Than I was with the empty calories. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and grains. But I'm pretty darn close. It's within a ballpark.
Yeah.
And.
Well, you had a good week too. I mean.
Yeah.
You went down 5 pounds this week.
Yeah.
Right?
I went down 5 pounds this week.
And usually when I travel is.
That's bad for
me. It can be bad for you.
Yeah.
So we both had wins.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last episode, lots of feedback, right? I mean, just a lot of people contacting me privately, public support, people, you know, supporting, really good support, like, you know, people like Sarah and Kevin and, you know, like basically saying, hey, what can I do?
Right.
Text me when you're going to put something bad in your mouth and I'll help talk you off the ledge.
Right.
Just support, a lot of support, right? Publicly and privately. And I think it struck a nerve with people overall that have weight issues.
Yeah.
That, hey, this happens. And I was pretty down about it overall.
Right.
And I wasn't real happy with myself. I think that was more the piece of it. Like, I felt like I was letting myself down, and I knew just this doesn't work for me, and
right.
I'm not going to feel good, and where
yeah.
am I going to go with it? And then there was another piece of this where, there was a couple of people who were not as positive that contacted me, but again, you know,
my
response back was basically, I hear you and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Keep doing whatever works
right.
for you.
Exactly.
I've got to go back to doing what I know works for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't confrontational. I didn't.
Well, no, there's no need to be.
Didn't give them evidence. I just thanked them and moved on, getting better. But the big thing was I noticed that I do better with weight loss goals if I've got a physical goal to go along with it.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of people claim that there is evidence that it's hard to lose weight when you're training for races.
Right.
I don't have that issue, really. I've maintained mm-hmm. for the most part, and I even lost during a training cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, I was training, had that surgery
yeah.
a year ago, but, you know, the fact is I've done okay on that. So for me, I needed some to kind of put goals into perspective. And I had to remember, I've got a race coming up.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I'll have a trail race.
Yep.
And there is a lot of vertical climb. It's at a ski resort.
Yeah.
So there's going to be vertical climb. And every pound that's on my body, I will feel going up those hills. And I don't know. I think that it's somewhere I've been saying, and I can't remember if it was Karen Clark who told me or if I read it somewhere, that it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,800 feet of elevation.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. That's a number you've used before.
Yeah. And I did a long run mm-hmm. of 12 miles. And I think I got like 300. I went to the hilly trail.
Right, right.
And got 350 feet of elevation, right? But overall, the fact is my training is going well.
Right.
And I'm running really comfortably in my easy range, like super comfortable. So I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a long way to go. So I'm determined now to really focus on weight loss. And part of that has to be strength training. And it's not something I'm good at maintaining.
No, because you've mentioned strength training.
Many times.
And
I have to do it.
Yeah.
There's just no two ways about it. I need to get into strength training. And even if it's 2 days a week, which I think is probably what I can do. If I go to three, I think that's optimal. I don't think any more than that from what I want to accomplish is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be it. So I think I'll try to do two and see if I can grow into three. You want to do some strength training with me?
You know, I have like 5 days a week that I have to do stuff.
Is your plan 5 days a week?
It is.
Wow.
I get Wednesdays and Saturdays off.
Oh, but you skipped today. So.
I skipped today because I had a meeting first thing in the morning, an hour. And honestly, I'm not really loving the hour walking. I'm not going to lie. It seems like a long time. I get bored, even with my TV. I get bored. But so I wasn't really looking forward to it. So I was going to go at lunchtime, but then meetings came up. And so I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'll just come down first thing in the morning with Michaela while you go out. And she doesn't like eating breakfast first thing anyways. So I figured we could come down here and she can play and I can get on the treadmill for an hour before.
Yeah, I've got to head out
before we start the day.
I've got to head out for 8, so I'll head over to a little path near our house.
Yeah. So I skipped today, so I pushed it tomorrow cuz Annie said I could. I got permission.
Did he communicate with you to tell you that?
In my email to me, he said, you know, you can adjust as you need to.
Oh, I thought maybe cuz he's so everybody from sub not everybody.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Bethlehem for the Runners World Festival.
Right.
So.
He sent this before. And I have to say, you know, there's no like encouraging words around my plan this time. So, I mean.
You're just one of us now.
Yeah, apparently.
You're just a regular old member of the den.
Yep. So.
But
you were talking about your training and race. Sorry.
Well, and I'm thinking about the sub 30 members because this was last year where I told you that we would be in Bethlehem.
Yeah,
for this weekend.
And we actually made hotel reservations.
We did.
But then we realized it was like nearly impossible to go.
Yes. And I wept for a little while. A
couple months.
Yeah. So, I'm
today
jealous.
Today was the trail, right?
Today was a trail race. Yeah. Race? So there's four races through the weekend. So there's a trail run, a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. So if you total all those runs up, it equals 26.2 miles over the course of the
3 days.
I think it is. And there's people who do that.
That's crazy.
It's called the Grand Slam.
Crazy.
And they'll get like medal and a medal and a medal and a medal and a medal and then a big medal.
Do they all? Oh, it'd be cool if like all the medals like fit together into one giant medal.
I don't know if they're Transformer medals, but they might be.
That would be awesome.
I do know of other races where that's the case, where all the medals go together.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the Spartan races I know do that too. If you complete one of each level of the Spartan races,
yeah,
in a year, you get a. They all go together.
Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They
I
are.
Thought I came up with something new. I guess not.
No.
No.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm a little jealous because I would love to be out there with them. It just looks like a great time. I maybe not even running, just being out there and supporting people.
Yeah, a lot of people there.
Although I would
like
to have done the trail one run maybe and then just support people and drink heavily. I mean, run them in, support them.
Nice.
That would be it.
Yes.
So, yeah, all right. Well, training, race.
We have that. So next area, which I have a race too.
You do?
I do.
Are you going to be ready for 5K? Now, well, you just did hills.
I just did hills in preparation for it. So my plan for the 5K is to do like a run walk situation. So
I have a message from Karen on this.
What does she say?
You have until the half marathoners finish the race to do your 5K.
To do my 5K? Okay.
So you literally could walk it with a cup of coffee if you would like.
Or a glass of wine?
Well, it's early. Mimosa?
Mimosa? Maybe? Mimosa?
A Bellini?
Bellini. I would do that. So I was going to look, and I meant to look before, so I apologize. I wanted to see what my quote-unquote long run was, because he has me, in the end, I think I do pretty much like 3.2 miles between walking and running when I do my long ones.
Well, I figure this would just substitute in for the long.
Right. So my long for that time is supposed to be walk a half, run 2.5 miles.
Well, I don't know about that. I would just run walk as you see fit on a trail like that.
That'll be my.
You're still going
to
get the distance.
Oh, I only have to walk 45 minutes. Son of a.
Tomorrow?
Yes. I can do that.
Well, stop complaining.
I know. It's only 45 minutes.
Only. It's a long time.
It's a long
time.
To
just be strolling along.
How is my cutback a 1.5 mile? See, your guys' definition of cutback and my cutback is just not the same.
Well, babe, your definition of cutback would be sit on the couch.
And why do I have to walk a half and then run 3.5? 3.1? This is a lot of miles. But I asked for it, so I can't. I can complain because it makes for good podcasting, but I did ask for
it. That's what you think.
People love it.
Well, people relate to it. There's, yes. For sure, right? There's a lot of people out here who don't like doing this stuff. So,
yeah. So anyways, okay. So, yeah. So that's my plan, is to do like a walk-run type situation. It'll probably end up being more walking than running. It'll just depend on how I feel. I thought about like going in with like a set plan, but then I don't know what to expect. So I figure, you know what? Let me just go out and we'll just see how I feel.
I would just do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. And honestly, if you want to take a cup of coffee and go on a nature hike, do it. Like, it's up to you. Have fun with it. It looks like it should be a beautiful area.
Yeah, it does look pretty.
Although I think the 10-day...
How's the weather going to be like?
Well...
Here's good podcasting here.
I think that the weather did not look great.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest. If it's raining...
Oh, no way.
I'm foregoing my entry fee and just donating it to whoever.
Seriously?
If it's raining, come on. Unless I bring my umbrella with me.
Sure. Put on a poncho. Why can't you put on a poncho?
I don't own a poncho.
Oh. All right. So I'm getting to the Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah.
They have changed the forecast for that Saturday.
Yeah.
To low of 39 in Pittsburgh, high of 56, and cloudy, no rain.
Okay.
But rain on Sunday for us to go to the Steelers game.
Awesome.
I'd make that trade in a heartbeat. I would rather not run in the rain on trails that I'm unfamiliar with.
And go to a Pittsburgh game, a football game in the rain. Last time we went to a cold football game, you got sick, and then you had that whatchamacallit.
Well, you called it a goiter.
Your goiter, that's right. It wasn't a goiter, though.
No.
It was just
a lump of fatty tissue
that formed. Remember we went to the Bears game,
yep.
And you got sick, and that's all of a sudden you had this.
They were playing Denver.
Yeah, and they won in overtime.
They did.
So
and it was ugly, though, for a while, and then I had to go get it
then you had to go
removed.
It was right around this time, because it comes up on my timestamp, you know, like...
Goiter?
Your goiter, because I had to, like, take care of you, and I had to...
So that was a scary surgery, because they were afraid of it, because they were like, if we nick...
Yes.
We could...
There's a slight artery. There's a main artery right around there. So you've had some good surgeries. When you have surgeries, you have surgeries.
I do. I've only had a couple. I forgot all about that one. I never list that one. But he was like, when we remove this, there's a major artery on one side. And on the other side, like, we get really close to your vocal cord. And I'm like, well, as much as everybody would love for me to not be able to talk, I'd prefer to still be able to do it. So anyway. All right. Well, and I alluded to this, that I need.
Should we do a drum roll?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But if you'd like, then do whatever you'd like.
Okay, ready?
I'm not. So I alluded to the fact that you've injured yourself again.
Myself.
Faking a drum roll.
It's going to bruise.
That I need a big goal.
You did.
And I've talked about what I'd like to do, and I've, as of tonight, signed up for a marathon.
Dun, dun, dun!
So next March, March 3rd.
March 3rd.
I will be, well, you'll be there too, but.
Yes, I said I wanted to go. Cheer you on.
I will be in Newport News, Virginia, for the Newport News One City Marathon.
Woohoo!
And I'm ready for that. I'm ready for this, and I want to be a minimum of 20 pounds lighter than I am now to do this. I would be okay with 15, but I really want 20 or more, or 20 to 25 is what I'd really like, which would get me down to not far off high school weight, basically.
Wow.
And I'm super pumped about the goal. I looked at a lot of races.
You did.
And changed my mind 75 times,
yes,
at least in there. And now I'm trying to convince people to run with me. Rob. I mean, Rob's not that far away.
It's not that far.
I mean, Heather enjoyed our company.
I think so.
So she
should... just don't know if we're bringing the kid or not.
We don't know yet.
That's up for the air. We gotta work that out.
Right. And Kevin, it's going to be tough because... He's, after Philly, he's retiring, and he will remind you of that over and over. And
Until the day after Philly, then he's no longer retired?
Well, we're going to see. We're working on this.
Yeah.
We're working on this.
Are you just gonna try
told him that we were chatting right before we started recording. I said,
always.
I'm going to go record our podcast while you sign up.
I was about to say, didn't you just get him? You should just sign him up for him.
Maybe. You never
there
know.
There you go.
He said that he had to wash his hair that night. And I reminded
the
him.
The one hair?
That there's not a lot of hair there.
He has very short hair.
I think I actually said you have none.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, I would say the same about myself. There's that. He's Team Gretchen anyway. Okay.
No, he's Team D'Amico Kids.
Oh, right. So I'm super pumped about this. So if there's anybody that is, this reminds me of another thing I got to come back to in a second. So if there's anybody out on the East Coast or wants to travel to the East Coast and run what'll be my first marathon with me, we can make it a party.
Party it up.
We can FMC on site.
There we go.
And we're going to be better today.
Yes.
I know this is a big deal, but this is a bigger deal.
What?
I never look at our stats, right? Because I don't really care.
Yeah.
Those couple of dozen people that are listening,
yeah,
they're always there.
Yeah.
for whatever reason.
Psychos.
But I looked, and just out of curiosity, like, oh, I wonder how many states have list. Every state has at least a one download.
Shut up.
So I'm looking at you, North Dakota. Thanks for the download.
That's crazy. We don't know people in every... Well, maybe I guess with your sub-30 group, you probably know people
maybe.
Every state.
That could be. There's every state and U.S. territory.
So Puerto Rico, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think that somebody translates.
Well, Michaela's learning or, Spanish. She can start doing it for us.
So for all our Puerto Rican listeners, hola.
Yeah, that's all I know. That's crazy. Every state. Wow. That's insane. So did you tell your brother you're going to run this marathon yet?
I think I told him I was going to run a marathon.
Air marathon?
I don't know if I told him this one.
Oh.
But I will.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen. So
yeah, no.
There's that.
Sarah used to, but I think our family pretty much, they like supported us and they're like, okay, yeah, we're done now.
Yeah. If they want to know what's going on in our lives, they'll just ask us.
Yeah, pretty much.
But hopefully they're still downloading. I don't know.
Just pretend. Right? Just pretend.
So anyway, I'm super pumped about this. I cannot wait. It's a pancake flat course, is what it says. The weather looks like it's usually really good. It's point to point, so there is some shuttling that you'll have to do.
Yeah, because we weren't looking at renting a car or anything.
No, we kind of plan on flying. With one stop, you can get right into Newport News.
Yep.
And then just taking shuttles, Ubers. I'm assuming they got Uber, Lyft stuff there.
I think everything's,
Well, they don't have it, I know, in Rob's neighborhood.
Right. So,
he's told me about that.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
And my goal is to finish. I'm going to train hard, though. So
after the half, then it's like full-on marathon training?
Well, there will be a cutback week, like a recovery week. And then we'll get into a cycle.
I bet your recovery week's more than 1.5 miles to run.
It is. It'll get into training. And I mean, it'll start pretty
much
right away.
You realize it's going to start snowing soon, right?
I know, but I love running in the snow. I just bought new shoes to do that.
You're psychos.
It's so much fun. It's beautiful out there when it, I mean, that first snowfall.
So I feel like maybe I shouldn't, I feel like I'm going to have to stop running and doing this because I need to put all my focus on you.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I've been chatting with Sarah a lot about this, right? And Sarah's, she loves the marathon, right?
Right.
And she said, hey, you know, is Gretchen on board? Because it's a big deal.
No, I know. I mean, I know that it's a big commitment for you to all the runs you have to get in, the amount of miles you're going to have to get in and stuff like that. I know that. Obviously your brother's been training and I talked to Sarah and so.
But I'm different than him.
You're different.
I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run 6 days a week. I'll run 5 days a week and I won't run 2-a-days. So my brother runs.
He's
in
insane.
His peak. He would run Hansen's like plan, which is what Rob does too.
Right. I don't get
6 days a week, and my brother would do 2-a-days in his peak, right? I mean, he would run a couple of times. So he was running 100-mile-plus weeks for peak training. I am going to be running like in the 40s or maybe low 50s at the most, I would say. I think Andy said it would be more in the 40s for peak weeks. So, you know, but I will have to run like a 20-miler.
Right.
And I hope it falls on, or I'll make it have to fall on a weekend where we don't have
the
big kids because that's going to be.
That has to happen.
Many hours.
Yeah. And I mean, we don't have that much time with them to begin with. So.
Right. And,
when they come.
I'm going to look at the weeks and I'm going to send Andy a note.
Yeah.
You know, we talked a lot. But I've thought of like 15 more questions and things like since then. So I apologize in advance, Andy. This is why I paid the year up front. It was for this moment.
Pretty much.
Sucker.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Totally pumped.
It'll be exciting.
And I would love for people to run with me if they can. Because it's not like I'm going to be out there speed demon.
Who knows?
Well, I'm going to train as if I'm going for a time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lollygag. Right. Lollygag? Did I really just say lollygag?
You said lollygag.
I'm not going to lollygag this training. I am going to train. I'm going to train very hard. I want, because for me, the fun part is the challenge.
Yeah.
So getting through these hard workouts, like even this week doing the hill repeats, I did hill repeats for the first time, 6x400 meters up a hill, and then walk back down and then go up the hill again.
Yeah. Did you do the 1 hour hill here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that one sucks.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
And I did it and I ran them hard and I loved it. And I probably could have run harder, although I was gasping. School was letting out as I was doing the hills. And I'm pretty sure I scared a couple of small children.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's okay. I got it done. But I really enjoyed that. So I like every workout this over the last week, 2 weeks, I've nailed, really. So I feel great about that.
You're ready.
I feel like I'm ready.
You're ready.
All right. So the other big news, we are now on Spotify.
Spotify.
So they are, I don't understand. Like they like were picky before. And now
they'll just let anyone on?
I guess so. I had to go click some buttons in the Podbean where we host.
Yeah.
And now we are on Spotify. Here's the thing though. I don't think you will really download our episodes. I think it's Spotify is mostly streaming. I think. I don't know. I don't use Spotify.
No reason.
But the reason that it even came to my attention, the other small podcast I do, where, again, dozens of listeners, the Be Better Today podcast, the second largest platform people listen on is Spotify.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, number one, of course, is Apple. iOS, Apple Podcasts, and then Spotify. And I mean, it's by those two make up 3/4, maybe more. Maybe 80% of the downloads.
So you're
of
saying
the
we're about to blow up.
Yeah, that. Well, I think I put that on
the paparazzi.
Yeah, we're gonna blow up, huge.
Ugh, it's gonna be so hard. So hard.
Well, wait till somebody's chasing you up that mountain at that 5K.
Views from the couch.
And
gonna wear my Views from the Couch shirt too.
I was gonna ask, are you gonna wear the Views from the
I'm
Couch
wear
shirt?
My Views from the Couch while That's I'm sipping awesome. My wine, I'm doing my nature hike.
That's awesome. You're really not gonna be sipping wine, but you're gonna have that shirt on.
I'm gonna have my Views from the Couch shirt.
So I think
I got. Where is it's upstairs somewhere? Yeah, I'm probably gonna need something underneath it though.
Yeah, it's gonna be chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have a base layer on, I'm pretty sure, that day.
Yeah.
It'll be chilly enough,
I'll have my
I think.
Poncho. I'll have my winter jacket on.
Well, the number has to be visible, so pin it to the outside.
That's right. Yeah, no. Yeah. So, yeah, now I'm going to do the views. I'm going to sport Views from the Couch.
Awesome. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. You've been listening to episode 52 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook, at Fat Man Stories. You can go to our website, fatmanchronicles.com. Every once in a while, I do post something in the blog there. And somebody said recently, hey, you should just do a quick short blog post about your episode and then have that like embedded. Oh. And I'm like, oh, that's not a bad idea. So I'll have to think about doing that, you know.
Because you do like show notes.
I do. So
it's like just basically be a show notes almost.
It could be. I probably would want to embellish that a little bit. Yeah. I don't think anybody reads show notes, so I don't do much with them.
I don't.
But anyway, I might be doing that soon. Yeah. If you would like to subscribe, that'd be great. Maybe if you just take your spouse's phone and subscribe them, that would be great.
Know.
Maybe a friend when you're out to dinner.
A stranger down the street.
If you just see anybody with an iPhone, just go ahead, subscribe them, and then leave a rating or review for us right there on the Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And subscribe anywhere, of course. What else is going on? Oh, patrons.
Patrons.
We love the fact that we have patrons. So thank you very much, Amy, John, Christine, Linda, and of course, Julie. And while you're in fatmanchronicles.com, click the shop tab. Get yourself some swag.
Sweet, sweet.
Maybe a little bit of Views from the Couch.
Yes.
Although we got to get that on a mug. I don't have a Views from the Couch mug.
Yeah, that'd be a nice mug.
I really got to revamp the collection. And I don't know about Zazzle. I'm looking at other places. Might have two.
Well, we're getting so big. I mean, I don't know if they can fulfill all the orders.
I think that's the problem. They ran out of stuff, a lot of stuff. And I think it's because we blew up.
We blew up.
Yeah, at least six orders. Mm-hmm. All right. That'll do it for episode 52. Thanks for listening. Now get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now